Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
The late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Catherine Computer. You are a brand. Am I saying that right?
That's it. You are a brand. And I have my book .com. For entrepreneurs is Breakthrough Branding. So, right. And that has a whole chapter on the art of the pitch, which is what we're talking about
check
now.
All that out there, folks. So youareabrand.com. Catherine, we're talking about making a pitch to venture capitalists, putting your best
that's
foot
right.
forward and
right.
and showing them that you got the goods. And you have some opening lines, some taglines you
want
to talk about.
I have some opening lines. You know, I think it's smart to begin with the tagline, you know, about 7 to 10 words, you know, that's a tagline for your business. Now, here's an example. A friend of mine who's just launching her business this week, and her tagline is peak confidence every day for life. So that's the way she's beginning her pitch that she's doing to VCs.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. You know, we make Facebook ads easy. So one way to go is think of a catchy, short tagline that really
totally
kind of,
intuitive.
Yeah. And that really kind of makes them excited. You know, what's memorable and why they should care. Another way to go is to begin with the value proposition. You know, here's an example that, you know, somebody used in an entrepreneur course. You know, there are many thousands of food stores all across the United States. Their number one problem is food storage. We have a way to cut that cost in half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, hey,
wow.
There's a real value proposition.
That's getting my attention.
It's a problem, and they got a way to cut the price in half.
Yeah, and it's got to be something that's compelling,
right?
And if it can't be anything that the venture capitalist says or the investor says, well, what about those other six people? Let me give you their names who
right.
do that too right now.
Right.
And they're already established. Well, you've got to say, yeah, but here's how they do it.
About our approach
exactly.
and our business than them. That's the key thing you want to have
mm-hmm.
at your fingertips is how you're different than the competition.
And it can't be just because you want funding.
Right.
I mean,
right.
just to be funded. And I know that sounds silly, but I'm telling you, I'd run into people like that.
Right.
What's your next step to get funded?
Yeah, I've gone to angel meetings where I'm in the audience with other angel investors, and you hear different people making a pitch, you know, and it's, you know, they think, okay, you've got all the money, you know, and here's I need money. But you've got to have a compelling
yeah.
story of what your business potential is and that's exciting and how you're different than the competition and why your business is going to make it.
And you brought up angel investors. And so maybe our better terminology would be investors.
Right.
And because there's a venture capitalist, which is different from an angel investor. Venture capitalists are typically people in organizations that have got lots and lots, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars. Who
right.
knows, maybe billions of dollars available, and they're making deals of different sizes. And then you've got the angel investors who are typically more local.
Right.
And they're increasingly getting together. Sometimes you'll find an individual angel investor out there, but,
right.
but a lot of times they're more and more getting together and spreading the effort and the risk around.
Right, right.
And they almost become little venture capitalists, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And they're better at it.
Some of them, you know, like Golden Seeds, which is a group of angel investors in New York City, they fund, and it's mainly women investors that fund women-owned businesses, you know, and that's what they're looking at. They're trying to get more women entrepreneurs.
Right.
So often angel investors will have a, you know, a niche, you know, that is their approach, too.
Right, exactly. All right, what's next?
Next, okay, so after your powerful beginning, you know, your tagline or your value proposition lead, you know, you want to segue into your brand story, you know, and sort of, you know, give the stats, but also a story. So I just want to give, you know, a few lines from this pitch that I said a friend is doing. Her business is called Confidence Gym. So here's her pitch, peak confidence every day for life. How many women and girls can claim that? Confidence Gym exists because half of the population has a big confidence deficit.
Mm-hmm.
By the time a girl reaches 7, she's convinced males are smarter.
Wow.
Between elementary and high school, her self-esteem drops 3.5 times more than boys. We provide many solutions. Example, confidence kits, confidence walls, confidence fairy. We blend cognitive psychology techniques.
Confidence fairy?
Yeah, this is for girls. You know, they have products for girls, for teens, and for
I'm a VC. I'm thinking like a VC.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to say.
And I'd be pushing back and saying, I don't align confidence and fairies together too much. So
Can I tell you something? That's a good idea for maybe not including it in your VR. You know,
I wouldn't put it in there.
That's a good point. Because it's, you know, when you're showing products, that's
I'd say confident superwoman.
Right. Well, they have that. A lot of the images for the girls is different kind of.
I wouldn't use
characters because superheroes are very powerful for kids.
Yeah.
And you want to tie them with this confidence idea and have a lot of them with women, you know, so which is a key thing.
But what just happened, folks, was my reaction to something that she was putting out there. And that's an example of what I mean when I talk about role playing before you go in front of people.
Right, right. And pitch it to different people because you're going to get comments so that when you can eliminate things that are going to hurt your pitch and beef up things that are the strong parts. And also, you'll have answers at your fingertips to likely questions that people are going to have because it comes about, you know, when you do these, you know, practice sessions to people. So in your after your, you know, powerful tagline beginning, you want to segue into your product story. And as you can see in the example I gave, you want to weave statistics and story and the benefits, what your product does to help customers.
And you got to have examples of the customers liked it. If you've never shown it to a customer, that's not good.
Right.
Hold on to that thought, Catherine. We got to take a quick break. YouAreABrand.com is Catherine's website, folks. Check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.